Welcome. Welcome to a process that we are going to call going bigger. And this is a process that we can use at any time. And our intention at this point in time is to use it for the next quarter of the year. And we happen to be looking at the third quarter, but we could be looking at the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, the fourth quarter. And it's always good to have these markers to realign with your business, realign with your soul goals, and what is it you want to really put a focus on and kind of check where you are. Monthly is great at another level, but that's a little bit too quick, a little too soon, to do that 12 times a year. We're going to do that in some ways, but this is a bigger theme, that we're going to tap into that isn't going to be so much of the nitty-gritty. And it may not be actually about your business, and it may, but and it may be about your health, your relationships, your well-being at some level. So it's going to be unique for you. If we were to dive into your chart right now, into your soul blueprint, we might, intentionally drill it down to a certain area of life. But remember, you're intuitively connected to your soul blueprint. So you're already feeling all of these things. And a huge part of our work is always being able to feel into, what the energy is and then trust what it is based on our inner guidance system on where we're being led with the energy. So, as always, I want to invite you to close your eyes, get comfortable, make sure that you are not multitasking. You fully have your attention here and present, and just begin to take some deep, full breaths. The breath is always going to help us connect here to the present moment, just that very sweet present moment. So, take some deep breaths into your belly. Intentionally on the exhalations, let go of your shoulders, let your weight drop down, let your breath drop into the very bottom of your belly. We take deep breaths, we quiet the nervous system, we shift our brain waves, we come out of being so focused outside of ourselves. Just by closing our eyes, we cut out 80% of the stimulus coming in, which means we can turn all of that inward. And there's so much to discover inside yourself. Bring your attention to your heart. You don't have to, but you can feel free to put your hand on your heart. Feel that rise and fall of your chest, the beat of your heart. Heart center, helping us to connect deeply in with the truth of who we are, accessing a greater vision for ourselves, hearing the voice or symbology of our soul, the communication with our own soul, where the quantum field becomes palpable. Inviting the mind even deeper down into the heart. It's like your mind is a beautiful gem, a diamond, a ruby, an emerald, a moonstone that you can drop straight down, right down into the very center of your heart. Mind and heart together, that coherence that unlocks the door to the greater part of you, to all possibilities, to your deepest inner knowing. We are co-creating with the divine, with the universe, when we're aware of it and when we are not. We're always in a co-creation. And when we're aware, we can really dial that intention and energy in to a frequency that really aligns us with what it is our heart most desires, what it is that we truly want to create. We're going to drop some questions into your heart. And there'll be some answers that come up. And several of these questions are just to help you to clarify this like one main thing that's going to come up for you. So just allow yourself to be in the process. So we're looking at this next quarter, this next piece of time in chronological time in front of us. Of course, we know we're exponential when it comes to Kairos time. But in this worldly time, what is it that your heart, your deep, beautiful, wise soul is really wanting for you to expand, to go bigger with? What is your heart really, just really wanting you to expand, to go bigger with? No concern about the how, but just the what it actually is that you're being called to really expand. It may be in your business. It may be in using your gifts in some way. Maybe it's in your relationships or your well-being. It might be even in your, something we can take even to a category of maybe like exercise or a particular spiritual practice that's very unique to you, and whatever it is, it's totally perfect. So whatever's come up for you, just trust that. You can just make that mental note, or if you feel like you need to write it down, that's fine too. And then tuning into the next soul prompt in this next quarter. What are you being called to master? What are you being called to bring to the next level of mastery? Mastery is an ongoing process throughout our life. And you may have felt like you've mastered something and then you realize, oh, there's more. So it's okay if it's something you've already been working on mastering, or if it's something totally new coming in. It may be related to what's already come up for you, and it may not. What are you being called to master? And make a note of that, mentally or physically. Next refining question. Are you actually tuning in big enough? Are you thinking big enough? Is this a really an expanded vision, or are you limiting yourself in any way? And could it be even bigger? We're here to really have so much fun in our creations, in our lives, in our work in the world. And how could you have more fun with this whole process of the path that you're living, the life that you're living? So check in with what you're being called to. It's expand, to create, and also what you're being called to master. And just a clarifying question, am I going big enough here, or is there a bigger calling to this? And if there is, what does that look like, or what does that feel like? And tune into what is one inspired action that can just set you off on the path here to get you going on what you're being called to expand. What's one inspired action that you can take that'll support you just to get you going in what you're being called to master? Take a deep breath. Feel free to open your eyes. Take any notes that you need to. We are often not thinking big enough, but our divine self, our heart, can see farther, knows more of what we are actually able to align with. And there's a big difference between what we think we can do and what we're being called to. And the how of that often is what gets in the way so much. But we squeeze out the how, because that is usually what keeps us from anything. Not that there isn't a how, but it is one inspired action at a time. And really being willing to spend the time living into the energy of that. So feeling into that, bringing that into your practice. What does it feel like to actually master that? What does it feel like to actually expand that?